This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Better you bet. Costos Barkley. Terrific Tuesday. A lot of people really pissed me off this weekend. Betting the National Football League. I'm sure, by the way, that you, the person listening, you, the person watching, I'm sure that you're probably pissed too. A lot was really annoying. A lot of people cost us money this weekend. And I'm here. Nick Costos is here to hold those slaps accountable in this, the week two edition, Rick Camp, of He's a Slap. Yes! Bring it up, Rick! Woo! Feel the rage! Who cost you money? They're slaps! You know who's a slap? Rams personal protector, Nick Scott. Who bet the Rams this weekend? Who liked the Rams against Carson Wentz and the Colts? Who was feeling really good about this bet until the Rams had to punt out of their own end zone? Now, I know what you're thinking. Man, Johnny Hecker, really good punter in the National Football League for a long time. We are set here. Hecker's going to punt it past midfield. It's Carson Wentz, who's bad on healthy ankles. Now he's got two sprained ankles. We are sitting pretty with the Los Angeles Rams. Well, now enter Rams personal protector, Nick Scott, who gets in the way of the snap. The ball bounces into the end zone and is recovered by the Colts for a touchdown. Yada, yada, yada. The Colts end up covering the spread thanks to Nick Scott. Think about this. His actual job title is personal protector. He's like the bodyguard, except in this instance, the client dies. And I will always lose you your bets because I'm a slap. Nick Scott, personal protector, loses our bets. You know what that makes him? A slap. We're only 2 weeks into the season. I've already had it with Zach Wilson and the stupid look on his face and the stupid headband he wears. Makes him look like an extra from Saved by the Bell or Saved by the Bell's like redheaded stepchild cousin. California Dreamin'. Who remembers that show from back in the day on NBC? He looks terrible in that stupid headband. They're going to teach kids how to count on Sesame Street with Zach Wilson's interceptions. Imagine the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, ha, 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 interceptions from Zach Wilson, all in the first half of the game, pretty much, against the Patriots. We remember on Monday Night Football, the famous Sam Darnold line. He saw ghosts when he was facing a Bill Belichick defense. Zach Wilson is more like the sixth sense, but he doesn't see dead people. He sees dead bets on the over, like my bet on the over on Sunday. Zach Wilson, 0-2, looking terrible. You know what he is? He's a slap. Nick Sirianni, Philadelphia Eagles, looked great in week number one. Next genius in the National Football League. We love this guy as a coach. Man, the bloom's off that rose, isn't it? 91-yard pass. Jalen Hurts to Quez Watkins. It's looking good for the Eagles to take a big lead before the half. Up 3-0 at that point. It gets to 4th and goal. And Nick Sirianni says, man, it's time to roll the dice. Now, Nick Sirianni's got the opportunity here to put his stamp on the Philadelphia Eagles. To be unique. To blaze his own trail. Instead, he tries to ride the coattails of others and calls the Philly special. It's not yours, bro. It's Doug Peterson's. It's Frank Reich's. It's Nick Foles. It's not yours. Of course it doesn't work. Like, imagine me as a broadcaster. I come on the air every day and go, hello, friends. I see a home run and I say, aloha means goodbye. I see Aaron Jones racing towards the end zone and say, he could go all the way. I don't do that because I'm a Nick that has honor. I'm a Nick that has integrity, unlike the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, who's a fraud and steals stuff from others and fails in the process, losing us our bets in incredulous fashion on the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni, he's a slap. Urban Meyer, man. I don't even know if we really even get into jokes about Urban Meyer at this point, two games into the season. Has anyone noticed the Jacksonville Jaguars official Twitter account, every 3 hours, is tweeting something to the effect of, don't worry, Herb's not leaving. It's pathetic at this point. It's like the line, thou doth protest too much. It's just like you're in a relationship and your significant other keeps telling you, I'm not cheating. Everything's good. Our relationship's great. I would never cheat on you. I would never leave you. We're going to be together forever. And then you wake up one morning and there's a Dear John letter and he or she has run off with one of your siblings, leaving you with the bills and the kid. Well, guess what? You know what the Dear John letter should say? Hey, Urban Meyer, go to USC and stop losing us money when we bet on the Jacksonville Jaguars because your team's hideously unprepared to play. You're a college coach. Get the hell out. Get your team ready to play. Urban Meyer, he's a slap. The Atlanta Falcons. Man, 28-25 in the third quarter, plus 12.5, plus 13. We're sitting pretty. And then Arthur Smith and Matt Ryan screw it up. Now, it's not Matt Ryan's fault. He's got that stupid, wind-burnt face. He's got that dumb expression on his face constantly. It's not his fault. He's literally been losing to Tom Brady since Barack Obama's first term in office. That was a long time ago. This has been going on forever with Matty Ice. Instead, let's focus on the hapless coach of the Falcons, Art Smith. I like Art. I'm a fan of Art. And Art, for the most part, is subjective. You could look at something that someone else hates and you could love it and spend a lot of money on it. And that's great because art, like beauty, is in the eye of the beholder. Well, Arthur Smith is not. Things are not subjective with Art Smith. They're objective. He's objectively bad with his decision making. No rhyme or reason to anything Arthur Smith does. I like Art. But as far as Art Smith, I don't. Art Smith. That's what I'm calling. He's Art Smith as far as I'm concerned now. Art Smith. He's a slap. I didn't even lose money on the Tennessee Titans, and I'm still furious about what Mike Vrabel pulled on Sunday. Man, you're on your 50th kicker, and we're in week two, and you got an opportunity to go for it on the road in Seattle, and you send out Randy Bullock. Of course Randy Bullock's going to miss that kick. It almost cost the Tennessee Titans the game. I didn't even lose money on it, but it annoyed me so much. I hate when these coaches get conservative, especially when this guy played in the National Football League and he's so conservative. And I'm tired of people caping up and defending stupid crap like this. Mike Vrabel, even though the Titans won the game in a winning effort, Mike Vrabel is still an absolute slap. And the final slap for week two in the National Football League, Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It's not Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Apparently, it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Stupid pronunciation for a stupid player. Again, that's Helaire. E as in, E sucks. E can't play. E was a waste of a first-round pick. E is a disaster for fantasy owners. E fumbled away the game on Sunday against the Ravens. E cost us money betting on the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. And most importantly, E's a slap. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the final slap of week number two. But as always, no one made me bet on Nick Scott, the bodyguard, and the LA Rams. No one made me take the over. Certainly no one made me take the over with Zach Wilson, who sees dead bet slips out there on the field. No one made me bet on that fraud copycat Nick Sirianni and the Eagles. No one, Ken actually made me bet on Urban Meyer and the Jacksonville Jaguars. No one made me bet on Art Smith and the Falcons. No one made me bet on Helaire and the Chiefs. The biggest slap for week number two in the National Football League is me, Nick Kostos. Coming up after this, we transition from football to football.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.